Sports Buzz on 97.7 The River.
Week 4 NFL picks. I've got Brad and Ben from Sports Meets Beer in the studio. Check out their podcast called Sports Meets Beer. It's on Google Play and iTunes. And follow them on the socials. What's up, guys? You ready?
Sorry, I have to interrupt you. I think you just got flagged for roughing the passer. I'm so sorry.
Yeah. Nice. Oh, man. I know it's 8 o'clock in the morning. Check your dial. It's actually 9. And oh, Mr. Brad Barber.
Oh, for God's sake.
I was going to write it down here. Stop. I mean, undefeated.
Stop.
Brad,
wait, you say stop. What's this $5 bill doing on my lap? Saying, hey, just do me a favor, mention my record.
Brad's 9-0. Ben, 6-3. Bounce back week for you.
Woo, woo.
And then not so much for me as I'm sitting at 5-4.
Wah, wah.
Aww. Well, let's go with the Niner game first. Niners at Chargers.
Ugh. You poor guy. I know my team's horrible.
Yeah.
But, man, when you see that, it's one of those things you never want to see an injury like that. You never want to see anyone carted off the field. But, my goodness, did that just take the wind out of the season right there?
Yeah.
If I had told you in the preseason that the key – that defenses we're going to focus on with the Niners in week 4 of this year was stopping Matt Breida.
Right.
What would you have thought
at that
point? Because that's what teams are going to do. They're going to put 8 in the box against the Niners now. They've had great success running the ball because teams had to respect the passing offense, even though nobody can seem to catch anything.
Right.
But you still had to respect it because the scheme shows that they can get guys open. Now I think teams are just going to load 8 in the box and dare C.J. Beathard to beat them. And that's going to be a real problem for the Niners because they pass block okay to not quite okay.
Mm-hmm.
And they don't have anybody on the outside that can win one-on-one matchups. So it takes a while for guys to get open. And we all saw what happened to Beathard last year. He got his absolute lunch handed to him in 5 of his starts. So I think you're going to see more of that, unfortunately. I think that this game against the Chargers this weekend is probably going to be a little bit closer than people think because I think they are going to be able to run the ball with some success. I believe in Shanahan. But it just comes down to the fact that the Niners can't get off the field on third down on defense when they're fully healthy, and they are quite the opposite of fully healthy. Their entire secondary is in trouble. So I just think, you know, they're on the road for the second consecutive week. They're starting their backup quarterback and a decimated defense. They're going to do some things, I think, on offense. They'll be able to move the ball a little bit, but there's just no way that they're going to – Phillip Rivers is going to pick them apart on third down. Any kind of third and manageable is real trouble.
Yep.
So I got to go Chargers in this game.
You know, it's funny. I was – if Garoppolo was the only X factor of injury in this game, I would probably still pick the Niners, truth be told. But because everything, your offense and defense is so depleted, even that Joey Bosa is still out.
He missed a lot of time too, I think.
He hasn't even played a full season. He hasn't played 16 games in his career.
I was saying not till week 7 this year.
Right.
Wow.
Yeah. So, and that's close to what it was his rookie year too.
Yeah.
But be that as it may, you know, with Sherman gone, who looked spectacular against the Chiefs and up until his injury, you know, I thought Niners would have a chance, but with all the injuries, all things considered, I just don't think there's an opportunity for them to win this game.
Yeah.
So unfortunately, I have to go with the Los Angeles Chargers.
The San Diego Chargers of Los Angeles.
Yes.
I, too, am going with the Chargers, so a clean sweep for the Chargers. I want to take the Niners so badly, though.
The what-if factor.
I just want the C.J. Beathard haters to have a seat for a day. Just, I'm not saying obviously he's not Garoppolo. There's a reason why they got Jimmy Garoppolo and didn't keep C.J. Beathard as a starter. But I think as the season goes on, C.J. Beathard is going to play pretty well. I think he's going to have a better season than people think. But the defense can't stop anyone. They definitely can't stop Phillip Rivers. The 1-1-1 Browns against the 0-3 Raiders. Ben, what do you think?
Well, the 1-1-1s are going to win again.
Oh.
That's a complete sentence. You know, here's the thing. Until the Raiders can prove that they can score a point in the fourth quarter and prove that they actually can come finish games, there's no way I'm going to pick them. The energy that Mayfield brings, the defense that Cleveland has, this is not the Browns of the last, 15 years.
Right.
This is a new team. They are invigorated. They are ready to go. And I just don't think that Gruden is making the necessary changes at halftime. That's been his Achilles heel, as you could see by the record. I mean, they've got the game wrapped up in the first two quarters and then can't complete it.
Yeah.
So until they can, like I said, until they can prove otherwise, we're potentially looking at an 0-16 season.
Wow.
Yeah.
All right.
Tough. You got a rookie quarterback coming in into Oakland. It's his, first full game. It's his first start. That's a rough go for a lot of guys. You know, I don't know, if you checked out the NFL preview podcast that we all did together, we were kind of down, or I'm sorry, the draft podcast we did, we were kind of down on Mayfield being taken number 1 overall by the Browns. you know, he looked really good in that half. I mean, we talked about it on our little group text. I don't know if a half of football is enough to be really, you know, enthused about what that offense can do. The Browns do things that are real problems for the Raiders. They run the ball well. Carlos Hyde is doing what he did with the Niners and then some. And the Raiders don't stop the run that well. And then on defense, Myles Garrett is awesome. And Njoku is a great player. Denzel Ward was a steal for them in this draft. And they're making Jabril Peppers, their draft pick from last year, look really good, even though he did not seem to be that good last year. You know, the Raiders are turning the ball over at too high of a rate, and the Browns force turnovers. So that can be a great equalizer in a road game. I don't know that I necessarily buy into the hype on the Browns overall. From a matchup perspective against a Raider team that doesn't seem to make adjustments, like Ben said, they're really good in the first quarter because they're scripting the 15 plays, and they don't seem to know how to spread the ball around after the fact. Derek Carr seems like he's running from ghosts right now. They have the offensive talent to make a difference. They're just not doing it. Mm-hmm. And with what the Browns do from a scheme standpoint causes real problems for the Raiders, I just can't pick them.
I've never seen the quarterback come into a game like Baker Mayfield did last Thursday.
Right.
And have everyone so excited. And by everyone, I mean the fans, the team, and the announcers. The announcers were like peeing themselves. They were so excited.
Yeah.
It didn't even matter that Tyrod Taylor died on the sideline. Like, I think he might actually be dead. We have not heard anything from Tyrod Taylor.
He's still in the tent.
Yeah. They didn't even acknowledge the fact that he got hurt. After he got hurt, they didn't bring up Tyrod Taylor's name once after that.
I know.
Not once.
I know.
Not once. But he kind of brought what Garoppolo brought to the Niners last year, which was just everyone got excited and kind of raised their game, it seemed like, a little bit.
Suddenly he's making big-time throws.
Yeah.
He made some big-time throws. And that's
so, sure. Because of all those reasons, and because of the reasons you guys stated about the Raiders, I'm going to go Browns as well. So clean sweep for the Browns, which is something we've never done ever. All right, we'll do the wild cards coming up next.